This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. April is National Poetry Month. It is a time of year when poetry enthusiasts come together to celebrate the craft. But in times of social distancing, that can be tricky. Keystone Crossroads Sojourn Ahebe has the story of poets in Pennsylvania who are trying to foster community during a pandemic.
Anthony Orozco's poetry was born from a feeling of isolation. He grew up biracial in a rural, mostly white area in Ohio.
My father is a dark and, indigenous Mexican, mestizo Mexican. My mother is, a paper white Appalachian woman. And, just like in any middle school situation, you get picked on for anything that's different.
After one particularly bad bullying incident, Orozco was taken under the wing by a few teachers who encouraged him to use poetry to express his feelings.
They gave me, just a little boost of confidence for my skills and encouraged me to dig a little deeper. And I really liked it. And something clicked.
He's lived in Reading since 2012 and has become a leader of the local poetry scene. With the pandemic in full swing, he's taking his poetry workshops virtual. And every day of National Poetry Month, he's posting on social media a video of a local poet reading their work. Current Berks County Poet Laureate Jane Brown and local Reading poet Jules Grace are among some of those voices.
Where the avenue becomes a street, the river speaks.
Every drop of her bloody time, every bleeding second, out to make sure tú estás bien.
Plans had been in place to stage a live poetry exhibition throughout the city of Reading, but that had to be shelved. Instead, Orozco gathered materials from local poets and just published a new anthology online.
The internet is obviously the most accessible thing right now. That's what's connecting everybody to each other.
This sort of pivot is happening in poetry circles across the state. Former City Poet Laureate Yolanda Wisher is a Philadelphia-based curator and educator.
Doors are closing. Next stop, Love Jones, a mixtape.
She hosts Love Jones, which she describes as an anti-podcast, perfect for a brief commute or moment of transition. With the pandemic in full force, Wisher wonders if she'll even need a physical studio when this is all over.
So usually we have people come into a studio and record poems. For this last episode, we obviously couldn't do that. And so we just kind of created a little DIY recording tip sheet for folks.
She says the pandemic has allowed for time to slow down, which she's using to catch up on reading.
I have a stack of stuff by my bed. I'm reading Meridian by Alice Walker. My mom just got me the new Zora Neale Hurston collection of short stories.
For Anthony Orozco in Reading, virtual poetry is a challenge. There's just less intimacy compared to face-to-face interactions.
In these workshops, people are tearing up. People are sharing the most vulnerable parts of themselves. Sometimes that's lost in virtual space.
Poems exist in a continuum between the poet and the audience. That's where the magic happens. Despite the pandemic, Orozco says that magic is still happening online.
This is a battle cry. This is a defiant burst of joy. This is springtime having the audacity to show up so well-dressed in the middle of a funeral. This is power of life beaming through uncertainty and fear.
Sojourner Ahebe, Keystone Crossroads.